President Obama and his family touched down in Moscow a little over an hour ago. The president first went to a wreath-laying ceremony at the Russian Tomb of the Unknowns, and he sat down with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. That meeting is going on right now. High on the agenda is reducing the number of strategic and other nuclear weapons. For a look at how Russians are viewing this visit by Barack Obama, we go now to Fyodor Lukyanov, who's an editor of Russia in Global Affairs magazine. He joins us from Moscow. Fyodor, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi.
Now, some have described this as a very asymmetric meeting in that Barack Obama has this huge international profile and President Medvedev maybe not so much. Is that how Russians are viewing this?
This summit is viewed as a very important event. And, of course, we have in Russia, we don't have in Russia that level of Obama mania, which is the case in Europe, for example, or even in the Middle East. But as President Medvedev expressed his expectations, he was cautiously optimistic. And I think this is a widespread assessment here, that Obama is seen as a leader who can deliver change in our relationship, but there are no too big expectations about the outcome of this visit.
Is there any interest on the part of the Russian people in general, and Medvedev in particular, to have some of the rock star status of Barack Obama rub off on Medvedev if this relationship proves to be a very warm personal one, and the status of Medvedev might be enhanced a little bit here?
No, I don't think we have this kind of discourse here in Russia. We had the personal friendship of our presidents before, between Vladimir Putin and George Bush. And now there is a deep conviction of all people here that those relationship did not help relationship between two states, rather the opposite. And so now there are not so many expectations about their personal, so to say, chemistry and touch. But there are clear coinciding interests in a few areas, so it's much more important to focus on them rather than on personal warm relationship.
Fyodor Lukyanov, don't you think the Russian people, though, consider it extremely ironic, if not puzzling, to see the U.S. and Russia cooperating in Afghanistan and the U.S. and Russia potentially talking about combined leverage over nations like Iran?
No, I don't think so. As for Afghanistan, it's one of very few issues where Russian public thinks that interests are very close to each other, because our very bad experience in Afghanistan 20, 25 years ago just makes us to understand much better the trouble Americans have there. So there, in this regard, I think it's quite a good opportunity to come to an agreement. As for Iran, I don't think Iran will be the main issue during this summit, because this is a really complicated problem with different views on that from
right.
both sides. So I think it will be the next stage.
Well, Fyodor, finally, do the Russian people generally want to reduce the number of strategic and nuclear weapons that Russia has in its arsenal?
According to recent opinion polls, majority of Russians doesn't think that we need to reduce amount of warheads and deliveries. But at the same time, specialists know that Russia will need to do it at least for
at
technical reasons.
Right. Well, Fyodor Lukyanov, it's not the Cold War exactly, but it is a certain stubborn conservatism as Medvedev and Obama talk about nuclear strategic missile reduction. Fyodor Lukyanov is the editor of Russia in Global Affairs magazine. Thank you so much.